Any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers Pregame Show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Cloud cover around Fayetteville all day has really helped cool things off. But no rain in the area. We're ready for some baseball. Our first pitch on schedule, 7:05 tonight in Game 4. Make it Game 3 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Carolina Mudcats, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. I'm Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey, your play-by-play voices, and we are live on the home of the Woodpeckers, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, Valley Live, and MILB.TV. Our online radio also can be heard on 97.7 tonight if you are inside the gates of Segra Stadium. And we are excited to bring you the action today in Game 3, Woodpeckers-Mudcats series, all even at a game apiece, Colin. Yesterday, the Woodpeckers had two runs on four total base hits. Cam Fisher drove in both runs. Bryce Matthews scored both runs. Some well-hit balls just continued to find Carolina fielders, and although Lieber Santa gave them four really solid innings in relief out of the bullpen, it was too little of an offensive effort. They fall 5-2. You'll look for some more consistent hitting tonight, but the bullpen's been really solid, and it feels like the formula is to try and get those guys a lead mid-inning and see if they can hold it the rest of the way.
Yeah, and you talked about Santa. I think that was maybe his best outing of the year, pound for pound. Those four innings, doesn't give up any runs, and that strikeout pitch was working. Got out of a number of jams as well to keep Fayetteville alive. Couple of tough double play balls also in the late innings really did the Woodpeckers in. But you got to give a lot of credit to the Carolina defense. You got to make all the plays, whether they're simple ones, whether they're difficult ones, and they made a little bit of both. Kalen Nicasio with a home run robbery and some nice catches made out in center by Luis Lahr, the dynamic center fielder for these Carolina Mudcats. But it's still 1-1 series. It feels like we've played three games. That's because we technically have, but it's still a lot of games left to be played, and Fayetteville knows every game important down the stretch when you're looking at a seven-game deficit in front of one of the hottest teams in the Carolina League, trailing one of the hottest teams in the Carolina League in the Charleston River Dogs.
The Woodpeckers come into today's game 44-54 overall. They are 14-18 over the second half of play, taking on a Mudcats team that leads the North Division in the second half. Really good record of 20-12 since the halfway point of the season. 53-42, their overall record. Fayetteville does lead the head-to-head series this year across the first 17 games. 9-8, the record for the Woodpeckers coming into tonight against Carolina. 3-2 at home, 6-6 on the road in Zebulon. The Woodpeckers tonight will roll out right-hander Emil Carcherinos. He gets the start, 0-3 with a 5.79 ERA. Patricio Aquino, Colin, is on the other side. Woodpeckers have seen a lot of them, but that has not necessarily led to success against him. 4-3 record, 2.79 ERA. He's been one of the most consistent starters in the Carolina League this year. And Chirinos, who's been giving the Woodpeckers some innings but has been allowing runs of recent, will try for a clean night tonight, first four or five innings against Aquino.
Yeah, he'd love another shutout outing. He had a couple of those at the start of his career with Fayetteville, making his debut all the way back on May 20th. He had a great shutout performance at home in relief on July 2nd against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. But I like what I've seen over the last couple of outings. They haven't been too bad. Four innings in both of them, and three runs or less allowed. I think that's all you can ask for from an offense that's looking really good over the last couple of weeks at the plate. You just need pitching to be kind of league average at this point to give your team a chance in any game right now. So if you're Chirinos, throw a bunch of strikes, see if you can get through that four-inning mark again, and give your team a chance to retake the series lead.
Awareness Week continues at Segra Stadium as well tonight. It is Blood Cancer Awareness Night tonight. out at the ballpark here in Game 3 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Mudcats, the upper hand in the series on the line tonight. Fayetteville being the retro threads, and Carolina is breaking out the grays again as we gear up for a 7:05 first pitch tonight in the Ville. It is game number 99 of the regular season. Feels like we're approaching the home stretch. Home game number 51 of the regular year as well, and it's coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned. Now let's send it down to the field level for the singing of the national anthem here in downtown Fayetteville.
If you are able, please rise and remove your caps for the performing of our national anthem. Performing the national anthem this evening, please welcome Holly Smith.
Oh, say can you see, and by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Or say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Let's hear it for Holly Smith. Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. 3-run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Deep line drive out of the right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Peckers baseball is live wherever you are. Tonight, our ball game back in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Game number 3 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Carolina Mudcats. The Milwaukee Brewers and the Houston Astros affiliates going toe-to-toe. A little interleague matchup at the single-A level. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Glad to be with you tonight on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. The MILB First Pitch app, also 97.7 inside of Segru Stadium on your dial, and also Bally Live MILB.TV for our video broadcast tonight. On the mound for Fayetteville, right-hander Amilcar Chirinos. He gets the ball 0-3 with a 5.79 ERA, getting ready to make his seventh start of the year and 12th overall appearance for the Woodpeckers. 37 and a third innings this year for Chirinos. 40 innings, 40 strikeouts, that is, 25 walks, and 24 earned runs on the year for the 21-year-old right-hander out of Valencia, Venezuela. He gets ready to take on a Carolina lineup that leads off with Luis Lara, Tayden Hall, and then Daniel Gilarte. First pitch of our ball game is out, and it is low and outside for ball one. We are underway tonight at 7:08 p.m., and in Fayetteville, it's a cool one, 77 degrees, one of the warmer game time temperatures we have had this summer. Cloudy skies above our head really all day, but we have not seen a raindrop in Fayetteville. 1-1 count as Lara cuts through. And Torinos likes to work with a pace. Here he comes out of the windup, misses low. Two balls and one strike on Lara. Luke Adams is the cleanup hitter, back in the lineup today after he was removed early yesterday after getting hit on the forearm with a pitch. Luis Castillo is fifth, Yadier Arenamo sixth, in the 7-9 are Jay Savina, Jesus Chirinos, and Blayberg Diaz. Lara lifts it down the line, foul, left field side. And it gets to even on the Carolina leadoff man. 2-2 on the 18-year-old Luis Lara. Infield swung around to the right side as Chirinos peers over the black mitt. Pauses during the windup, kicks, pitches, and on the 2-2, it's fouled back into the screen to keep it level. Lara flirted with a .300 batting average last night, comes into this game batting .299 with two home runs and 18 RBIs, 73 total hits on the year and 49 runs scored. He is a .390 on base percentage. And the pitch from Chirinos is wrapped foul over to the first base side on deck circle, stays 2-2 on the Carolina leadoff hitter.
Really likes hitting away from Five County Stadium as well. .324 batting average on the road, the third highest out of anyone qualified in the Carolina League.
Chirinos will try it again. Seventh pitch of this game opening at bat. And he misses down and outside with it. It is three balls and two strikes.
Another deep count worked in the first inning by Carolina.
Lara will be the center fielder today for the Mudcats as the payoff pitch is low, and he draws an eight-pitch walk to begin the ball game. And seven batters stepped to the plate yesterday for Carolina in that first inning against Andrew Taylor. He really had to labor in that one, threw over 30 pitches, and see if Carolina can bring a number of hitters to the plate again in this opening frame. Here's Taden Hall. Taden Hall, the left-handed hitting DH. He was at first base yesterday, out of the field defensively today. And he takes strike one from Emil Carcherinos on a pretty well-located fastball at 92 miles an hour. Infield back to about straight up. Matthews towards the middle. Williams straight up at third base. Here comes the pitch, and it's a changeup right off the outside corner. Calling balls and strikes today behind the plate is Brandon Schmidt. And Corey Gerber works the bases. The two-man umpiring crew in black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. The pitch from Chirinos. Lara breaking for second and a lazy liner out to left center field. It drops in. Lofton plays it on a hop. Lara keeps sprinting down to third. And a little bloop for Taden Hall. Puts runners at the corners. It feels like how it went yesterday with Carolina dropping some hits into the shallow outfield. And Taden Hall gets the Mudcats a threat. Daniel Gilarte coming up to the plate. And as Emil Carcherinos gets ready to square off against the three-hitter, let's work around the rest of the Woodpeckers' defense.
And Tyler Whitaker out in left field today. Jackson Lofton back in the lineup in center. Luis Baez, the right fielder. Welcome back to the lineup, Jaron Williams. He is at third base. Bryce Matthews, a shortstop. Ryan Johnson over at second. Sandro Gaston at first. And Luis Encarnacion does the catching.
Yeah, it's good to see Williams back in the lineup and playing over at third base after he was removed from the game with what looked like a hand injury a couple of nights ago in just his second game with Fayetteville. And a foul back on the 1-0 to Daniel Gilarte. Gilarte, the shortstop, batting third, a .296 hitter. He doesn't have a home run, but he's driven in 25. Lara at third, Taden Hall at first after the successful hit and run. Nobody out in the top of the first. And the pitch to Gilarte is low. Two balls and one strike. Emil Carcherinos has pitched at least four innings in each of his last two games. Four innings last week against Down East where he gave up just two earned runs. Here's a line drive, right field. Playable for Baez, cutting over to his right, making the cap-high catch. Lara tagging from third. Throw to the plate, pulls Encarnacion to his left. And Lara slides in time for the run. And the Carolina lead again in the top of the first inning. Consecutive nights where the Mudcats have been able to put up an early run right out of the gate against a Fayetteville starter. For some runners, they might not dare to run on the strong arm of Baez with a fly ball that shallow, but as we've detailed before, Lara is one of the speedier runners in this league. And he has that speed to make it happen. So a sack fly by Gilarte, and that brings up Luke Adams. The big right-handed hitter with that leg kick takes strike one and on a 93-mile-per-hour fastball.
If you're Chirinos, I think you'll take just the one run allowed. You saw your team yesterday get that run immediately right back with Fisher in the RBI single yesterday. So this is an offense that's more than capable of getting that run back. Fly ball, not exactly what you're looking for. First and third, nobody out, but one step closer to getting out of this inning.
Adams, the team home run leader, 9 bombs, 41 RBIs, takes down the dirt. And it's a nothing and one count.
That's one thing that Chirinos would like to avoid, too. His wild pitch count is on the up and up over the last couple of games, now well into the double digits. Might want to draw back on that a little bit and hone in those off speeds.
Adams reached 3 times in yesterday's game. There's a good slider right at the knees on the inside, strike two. He singled in the first inning, then struck out in the third, and then was hit by pitches in consecutive bats, once in the fifth and then in the seventh on a pitch that was near his forearm or wrist area. He stayed in the game for the moment as a base runner, but then was removed defensively. And you were worried at the time that he might have suffered a significant injury on a fastball that hit him in a vulnerable spot, but good news for Mudcats that they keep him in the lineup, get him right back into the cleanup spot the next day. Tayden Hall still over at first. A 1-2 count as Chirinos pitches. The runner goes, a swing and a miss. Encarnacion's throw down is in time to get him. A strike him out, throw him out. As Encarnacion brings it in, guns down Tayden Hall trying to advance. And Emil Carr Chirinos gets out of the inning with just the one run on the sack fly from Gilarte. We're going to the bottom of the first inning. The Fayetteville bats with an early deficit. Matthews, Baez, Whitaker coming to the plate when we return.
Bunker's Entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop, right here in Fayetteville, for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Fans, let's make some noise for Bunker! Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on three. 1, 2, 3. For the Mudcats, Patricio Aquino. Leading off the bottom of the first inning, the Fayetteville PWC power hitter of the game, the shortstop, number 6, Bryce Matthews.
We are in the bottom of the first inning. Carolina gives up a run, or the Woodpeckers do, to Carolina, and it is 1-0. On Bryce Matthews to begin his at batter, 0-1 make it on Matthews. 1-0 the score with the Mudcats leading. Patricio Aquino gets the start tonight for Carolina. His 0-1 pitch to Matthews misses inside. And it is 1-1. Aquino comes into today 4-3 with a 2.79 ERA. Really solid in 15 games. Tonight is 15th start. The 1-1. And Matthews looks at a fastball strike. 1-2, Luis Baez on deck, and then Tyler Whitaker, the 3-hitter. Ryan Johnson, Jaron Williams, Luis Encarnacion, the middle 3. Jackson Lofton, Sandro Gastón, Dari Lorenzo rounded out for Ricky Rivera's lineup card in this one. 1-2, outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Matthews, batting .231 with a couple of base hits since he got to town. A lot of walks, though. He's already drawn 5 walks and has a really solid .444 on base percentage. Scored both runs in the game last night. Next pitch is close, but just outside. A good take. And Matthews fills the count 3-2.
He's got an awesome presence at the plate. Just does not chase a lot of bad pitches.
Infield, outfield, play him straight up. Aquino covers the face with a black mitt, starts the motion, pitches, and Matthews strikes out. A fastball clocked at 95 miles an hour and elevated a little bit. Gets Matthews swinging a little late for strike three. So Baez coming up, and let's work around the Carolina defense in this one.
It was an error-free performance yesterday for the Mudcats. Jay Savina out in left field. Luis Lara, the center fielder. Luis Castillo is in right. Luke Adams back at third base. Daniel Guillarte, the shortstop. Yadier Arenado back in the lineup at second. And Chirinos at first.
First pitch, ground ball hit hard inside the third baseline. It caroms off of the wall. Avina plays the hop, throws to second. Baez dives in ahead of it, and he has a double. The ninth double for Luis Baez. Came in today a little cold over the last three games. He was riding a 1-for-10 stretch, but he had a couple of runs driven in during the shortened game on Tuesday, that 8-1 win, and now he gets on base as the tying run with double number 9. And he does it all different ways. Gappers on line drives to right center, left center. That time a hard grounder that just got inside of the third base bag. Tyler Whitaker now takes strike one on a breaking ball. 0-1 on Whitaker, steps in batting 250, celebrated his 21st birthday yesterday. Three home runs, 23 RBIs, trying to tie this game at one in the bottom of the first. Next pitch fouled off the inside of his left foot. Whitaker hops around in a circle and is trying to limp it off a little bit. I think he does wear a guard on that left ankle, which might have helped him out. Whitaker with a pretty solid average in the head-to-head season series. He's batting 292 against Mudcats pitching this year. Aquino with a check to second. The pitch to Whitaker, a line drive pulled to left. Avina backing up on it and makes the grab before the track. Tyler Whitaker hit a ball 107 off the bat yesterday to left field, and he starts his Thursday with another liner that way. It is the second out, and Ryan Johnson coming up to the plate.
Yeah, the results haven't exactly been there lately for Tyler Whitaker as far as hits go, but we're certainly watching a guy that's barreling up the ball a lot over the last several games, and eventually that dam's going to break.
Ryan Johnson off to a great start to his single-A career. He has two home runs and a double already. Batting 357 since being added to the roster. And the first pitch is low. Ball one on a 92-mile-per-hour pitch from Patricio Aquino. The Carolina right-hander, over 62 innings of work, has 63 strikeouts and 26 total walks. Johnson swings a little early and over the top of a slider. Goes to 1-1 on the right-hander, and eighth-round pick out of Pepperdine. Went to college in Malibu, originally grew up in the Arizona desert in Tempe. That's where the Arizona State University campus is located. As a ground ball is pulled to third, it hops over Adams and gets down the line once again. Off the wall it goes, and Johnson will trade places with Baez. Baez comes in and scores, and it's back to level on a Ryan Johnson RBI double. Couple homers, couple doubles now for Johnson in his first four games. What a presence he has had in the middle of the order.
These two guys both, Baez and Johnson, just seems like every time they get a ball to the outfield, it's going for at least two. And saw Adams come over to his right. He's got great range as a third baseman, actually got the backhand on it, but ball skipped underneath his glove and trickled away from him. Plenty enough with two outs to score Baez.
And now it's Jaron Williams in the lineup for the first time since Sunday and making his debut in this series. He was removed early from the Sunday game after suffering what seemed like a hand or wrist injury to his left wrist, his bottom hand. But good to see him not miss any significant period of time and get right back into the lineup. He fouls away the pitch, and it's nothing and two. Drafted one round after Ryan Johnson in the ninth round out of Toledo. And had a really good debut last Saturday night. He went 2-for-5 with a couple of singles and also flashed that plus speed with a stolen base. Johnson off of second base. Nobody holding him aboard. Williams foul tips into the mitt, and that'll do it for the Woodpeckers in the first inning. But a couple of doubles get us back to level. Baez the one-out double. Johnson the two-out double. And it's all level at one as we move to the second inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network in downtown Fayetteville.
Smile Cam. Chirinos. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Mudcats, the right fielder, number 29, Luis Castillo.
Top of the second inning, and Amilcar Chirinos back to the mound for the Woodpeckers. We're all tied 1-1. First pitch of the inning is low to the lefty Luis Castillo. One ball and no strikes on Castillo, who was in the order last night batting sixth and came up with a couple of RBIs, a pair of hits as well, and a walk. Castillo has one run through the catcher, and it's 2-0. He will be followed by Yadier Arenamo and then Jay Savina, the 5, 6, and 7 of the order. The 2-0 pitch outside, and Chirinos falls behind. Three balls and no strikes. Sack fly by Daniel Gilarte got the scoring going for Carolina in that first inning, but thanks to a strike him out and throw him out, double play down at second, catching a runner stealing. Chirinos was able to keep the pitch count pretty moderate and get back to the dugout. Castillo, a .233 hitter on the year, one home run and 10 RBIs. He whiffs through a breaking ball. He did have the green light on a 3-0 pitch. And a count to three balls and one strike. Infield swung around to the right as the 3-1 is grounded out towards second base. A two-hand pickup by Johnson and routine throw to first for out number one. So Ryan Johnson gets his first action on the infield today, and that'll bring up Yadier Arenamo.
And so far defensively, all these new additions have gotten a lot of infielders here in Fayetteville, and haven't seen any crucial mistakes from any of them. Johnson, Matthews, Williams, all of them have been very smooth on the diamond.
First pitch in the zone, it's strike one to Arenamo, a .289 batter. Three home runs and 37 RBIs in his season, a team-high 82 hits coming in. And he taps it foul, got a piece of Encarnacion behind the plate, 0-2. Yeah, Johnson hasn't caught yet. He caught quite a bit at Pepperdine, but been playing second base and third base primarily. Bryce Matthews has been the everyday shortstop and leadoff hitter. Chirinos ahead. Here comes an 0-2, and it sails high. Encarnacion had to stand up out of the crouch to bring that one in.
We've seen a lot more of Enka behind the plate, and it's been a good thing for Fayetteville. He has improved drastically since his early days as catcher with the Woodpeckers back in April.
And the pitch is down and outside. Yeah, he's doing a much better job of just squeezing pitches, holding on to it, which is priority number one. but he's been able to enhance his pitch framing and also increase the arm strength a little bit. Already thrown out a runner tonight. 2-2 on a line out to left, and it's down. Out in front of Whitaker, a low and inside pitch turned around by Yadier Arenamo for the second hit for Carolina. A one-out single to put a man on for Jace Avina. Back-to-back innings now, Carolina has a one-out hit.
Arenamo is one of many guys in this Carolina lineup that have secretly been hitting the ball extremely well as of late. He was hitting 350 once the month of July ended. 351 in the month, two homers, 14 driven in.
The first one to Jace Avina, and a fastball gets him swinging late. Nothing in one.
Of course, you see Lara and you see Luke Adams and what they've been doing, but there's a lot of guys that are kind of unknown heroes to this lineup and a big reason why they're 20-12 in this second half.
Avina with 10 home runs on the year, takes outside. He's batting .206 with 51 total hits. Not a bad home run rate. That's 20% pretty much of his swings this year. When it's a base hit, it's leaving the yard. 1-1. Down in the dirt, got him to chase. Encarnacion the block, the throw down to second base, and he gets another. We just touched on the development of Encarnacion behind the dish. His blocking, too, is starting to become a strong suit, and he saves that breaking ball from getting by him and throws out Arenamo, who got a late break. Two gone, bases empty. The pitch to Avina popped out of play.
It's now back-to-back games that a Fayetteville catcher has thrown out multiple base runners. Sandro Gastone got a couple of guys last night.
We talked to Ricky Rivera about the work that his staff is doing with the catchers, and he'll say, you know, Dylan Mazzo doing a great job with those guys pregame, and then you talk to Dylan about it, and he says, no, all the credit goes to T.J. Bergman, who's the coaching apprentice here in town, the bullpen catcher as well. He said he's the guy working most directly with these guys every day, and said he want to point to one guy, point to TJ for the strides the catching staff has made. Deep fly out into center, Lofton going back, he's on the warning track, runs out of room, and it is gone into the rocking chairs, and a soaring fly ball that got way up into the cloudy sky lands for home run number 11 as Jace Avina extends his team lead and gives Carolina the 2-1 lead in the second.
Wind is blowing out towards left center field a little bit, so that might have something to do with how that ball carried well out of the park, but it didn't seem like Avina got all that one, but that's been him all week. We've seen a couple of deep fly balls off of his bat out to left field. He just hits the ball really high in the air, whether he gets all of it or not, and he got all of that one.
Two outs, two strikes, and the Reno, Nevada native Jace Avina finds a way to salvage a run. Look out, first pitch fastball clipped Jesus Chirinos in the helmet. He stays on his feet. He's okay. And Encarnacion talking with Chirinos. Make sure he's all right. The helmet came flying off of his head. It didn't get him flush. The ball continued to go to the screen. Victor Estevez, the manager, and the Carolina athletic trainer. And this is the associate athletic trainer, Brooke Deeringer, out there checking up on Chirinos, and he'll be okay. He heads down to first. And always scary when a fastball comes up in that location.
It seemed like a glancing blow, which is obviously best case scenario there. And not how Amilcar Chirinos wants to respond after giving up a home run, getaway fastball. Got to be able to reel it in a little bit here and get that final out and refocus in the dugout.
Now it's Blayberg Diaz, the bottom of the order. The Carolina nine-hitter looks at it low. Fastball off target for Chirinos, and it's 1-0. Diaz hitting .220, no home runs and 10 RBIs on the year. Big gap on the right side of the diamond. Johnson shifted over towards the middle. A slider misses down and away. And Diaz gets ahead, two balls and no strikes.
It's now home runs surrendered in three of the last four outings for Chirino, so starting to become a bit of a pattern for him in these outings.
Good fastball, gets him waving. And it's two balls and a strike. And Chirinos gave up just one home run in June, one surrendered in July. and now the one in August. It has been a huge issue for him, but he gets hit with a solo shot in the second inning. So Carolina out to their second one-run lead of the day. We've had one run scored in every frame so far. Fayetteville down 2-1. Chirinos again a strike away from getting out of the inning, and he runs a fastball up high, pops out of Encarnacion's mitt, but he'll look the runner back to first. And now it's a full count on Diaz with Luis Lara top of the order waiting on deck. Two earned runs the last time Chirinos pitched. He's given up two earned runs today. Multiple earned runs allowed now in each of his last five games. 3-2 pitch with two away, runner going to second, and a fly ball pulled foul off to the left. It'll stay full. Bladeberg Diaz keeps it going, and these Carolina hitters have done a good job first time through the order. Two strikes, keeping at bats going, and forcing Chirinos to throw another pitch. 43 already as he tries to get through his second inning of work. Johnson still towards the middle. And another 3-2 home inside. He lost him. And that foul ball just forces Chirinos to come into the zone again, but he misses, and Diaz draws the walk. Second given up by Chirinos, and now Encarnacion will go to the mound, as will the Fayetteville pitching coach, Zach Wilkins. He's taking the walk out of the dugout and will conference with his pitcher and catcher to try and stabilize things before Chirinos works against Luis Lara.
Now, it's an important batter for Chirinos facing the nine-hitter Diaz, who's just four for his last 33 over the past 10 games and just could not get that put away pitch. That's been the story, really, of Fayetteville pitching all week long, not just Chirinos. They have had trouble getting that final strike past this Carolina lineup, and because Diaz was able to work that count, keep the at-bat alive and draw the walk, now the top of the order, who have been doing a ton of damage in this series, get a chance to pad their one-run lead.
Yeah, Colin, yesterday the top three hitters of the Carolina order scored all five of their runs. Today, Lara's walked and scored. And you have the Jay Savina solo home run that kept this inning going. Two strikes, two outs. That brought a run home, and then Chirinos hit by the pitch, grazed in the helmet, and Bladeberg Diaz draws the walk. Ball one to Lara. Next one home, and he swings at a high one and misses. One ball and one strike. Lara's reached base three times across the last two games, went 2-for-5 yesterday with a double and a single, couple of strikeouts as well. Next pitch, a breaking ball popped up out into short left field. Williams retreats from third and makes the catch in the shallow grass along the line for the final out of the inning. So again, a major crisis averted. Emil Carcherinos gives up the one run, and through 1.5 tonight in downtown Fayetteville, it's Carolina 2 and the Woodpeckers 1.
Coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Oh, you're so happy. Show us those tumblers. So cool. All right. For the Mudcats, Patricio Aquino. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
Bottom of the second inning, and Luis Encarnacion leads it off for the Woodpeckers. First pitch swinging, a one-hopping line drive, hit out to short. Gilarte the pick and the putout over at first. And Encarnacion retired on the first pitch of the inning by Patricio Aquino. We've seen a couple of well-struck balls already, Colin, and a couple of them have found fielders. Whitaker and Encarnacion have put the ball in play on line drives, but no luck. A couple of well-hit balls as well, though. It found some grass. Baez and Johnson tucking doubles inside of the third baseline in the first inning. 2-1 the score. Jay Savina hit a go-ahead home run in the top of the second inning, his 11th of the year. Now Jackson Lofton taking ball one with one out. Here's the pitch from the Carolina right-hander. And he puts one on the inside of the zone. It is 1-1.
This is the first home run from either team in this series, not including the continuation of that game at Five County on Tuesday.
A pitch fouled back by Lofton. And it's 1-2 on the Woodpeckers center fielder. Might not be playing as much infield now with the additions of Matthews and guys like Williams and Johnson. See if maybe Lofton serve as a little more of an outfielder over the final month of the year. 2.06 hitter on the season, 5 home runs, 32 RBIs. And a foul backwards. He is the team leader, the record holder with 42 stolen bases. We were talking today, though, Colin, that he's nowhere close to the league leader. Chandler Simpson of the Charleston River Dogs has stolen 80 bases this year.
It's actually up to 81. Grabbed
81
another
now?
One yesterday.
Oh. What's one more? 1-2 pitch. And a ground ball pulled to third. A backhand by Adams behind the bag. Long throw off target. Lofton tried to evade the tag, but Chirinos put it on him. Just barely got him with the tip of the glove. Lofton tried to sidestep it and then put a toe out towards first base to make it safe, but that's Corey Gerber right on top of the play, ruling him out. And not too often you see Adams go off target with a throw. He's one of the more sure-handed third basemen in this league. But his first baseman helps bail him out. Now Sandro Gastone swinging at the first pitch, chopping it right back towards Adams, but he fields it on the foul side of the line. And it'll be nothing and one on Gastone.
He's wearing that number 28. Almost reminds you of Nolan Arenado over there with the great range coupled with the very strong arm.
I wonder if that's by coincidence. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, and Gastone fouls it off. A roller behind home plate. Nothing and two quickly on the Woodpeckers' first baseman. Gastone is batting 193 with a home run and 29 RBIs. Yesterday he batted ninth and only had a chance to come to the plate three times. He went 0 for 2 with a walk. Aquino trying for the 1-2-3 inning, and he gets it, striking out Gastone with a slider to the outside and a couple of ground outs, a strikeout. Put up the first zero of the day for Patricio Aquino. Through two innings tonight in Fayetteville, it's Carolina 2 and Fayetteville 1.
It's trivia. Let's send it down to T. Bright with our contestant.
All right, here we go. We've got Dustin here, and he's ready to answer these questions, okay? But he's going to need y'all help, all right? So I need you guys to help him out. Here we go. All right, every blank minutes a person in the U.S. is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Is that 1 minute, 3 minute, or five? What do you guys think, A, B, or C? I ain't hear that. What you think?
Three.
Okay, so he's going with B. That's what I said. All right, good answer. All right, here we go. Okay, there are three main types of blood cancers, okay? What is the other type? Is it leukemia? B or, oh, okay. Okay, he said leukemia, A. He didn't even let me finish, yes. He said A. All right. Oh, okay, there you go. Okay, what is the symptom of blood cancer? Is it A, B, or C? What do you think?
C.
All right, you going with C. He said his mom is a nurse, so there you go, C. Well, you got it, all three, yes. Way to go, Dustin. Let's give it up for Dustin, everybody, yes.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Amilcar Chirinos. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Mudcats, the designated hitter, number 24, Taden Hall.
It's the third inning. Carolina leading 2-1 on a Giacevino solo home run. Emil Carterinos is back out to work, and now to take you through the play-by-play, let's send it over to Colin Casey.
Thank you, Andrew Chapman. Hall fouls off the first pitch to the left. He reached on a bloop single with Luis Lara in motion. That put Lara at third in the first inning to score on a sacrifice fly by Daniel Guillarte, who is on deck. He'll be followed by Luke Adams. 2, 3, and 4 due up in this inning for Carolina. Hall, who was reinstated from the injured list back on July 14th, has started to slowly but surely return to form. He watches a called strike, too. He's hitting 255 since that reinstatement. That was, of course, before he started off this ball game with a single. Chirinos gets a check swing on the 1-2, and Hall went around. No throw down necessary. And Encarnacion will just throw it around the horn. So Chirinos picks up his second strikeout. Good start to the inning. After surrendering a run in the second, he'll try to get through a scoreless third. One down, and here's Guillarte. Take strike one. The leading batting average on the team against Fayetteville this year, 353. He's played in four contests versus the Woodpeckers. Count now 1-1. On base percentage of 421. He has just found ways to reach the base paths in this season series. Falls behind though, 1-2 on the foul ball. Chirinos gonna have to be almost perfect the rest of the way if he wants to get to that four inning mark again. His pitch count will be number 55. Following this delivery, it's a breaking ball in the dirt. Reno steps back and fires the 2-2. Breaking ball chopped up the third baseline, and it'll roll towards the coaching box picked up by manager Victor Estevez. Basketball shot to his dugout to hand it over to one of his players. A swing and a miss. Back-to-back punch-outs to begin the third inning. Ilkar Chirinos entered the inning with just one through the first two. He now has three on the night. Against the toughest part of this Carolina order, no less. Here's Luke Adams. And he struck out all the way back in the first. Adams, it's a well-located slider outside half. Adams, a 12th rounder in last year's draft out of high school, and he went around on the check swing. And the top recruits out of the state of Illinois. Averages 252, but he has struck the ball extremely well over the last month plus now. 41 runs driven in and 9 homers. Breaking ball gets away, and that hopped up. Might have gotten Encarnacion on the forearm. And shake that hand, but gives a thumbs up over to Chirinos and to his dugout. Base is empty, 2 down. Chirinos trying to strike out the side here. But he gets a chopper to third instead. Williams has to throw on the run. Close play at the bag, it's in time. Nice stretch at the back end by Gaston. Jaron Williams flashing some leather as he gets his third base counterpart out to complete the 1-2-3 inning for Emil Carterinos on the mound. He is through three innings. The Woodpeckers will get the bats going to the bottom of the third. When we come back, they trail 2-1.
Yes, Nate is 8 years old. Nate's 8, and that's great. You like how I did that? All right, listen, we're going to sing happy birthday to Nate, who is going to the second grade. Are you ready? There's Bunker. Here we go. Happy birthday on 3. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, young prince. It's a national holiday, so you got to celebrate it well. Happy birthday.
Hey, you want to sit here and take a picture of Bunker? Hey, you got to say you.
Back on the mound for the Mudcats, Patricio Aquino. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 16, Dory Lorenzo.
Patricio Aquino has set down four in a row on the mound for the Carolina Mudcats, who lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 2-1. Nine-hitter Dory Lorenzo for Fayetteville swings at the first pitch and comes up empty against Aquino. Lorenzo hitting 220 on the year. He's got a pair of homers, 17 driven in. And he chops one just outside of the third base back. Lorenzo, though, over his last five games is hitting 350. Pair of doubles, five runs driven in. And the argument now from manager Ricky Rivera is that Dar Lorenzo's swing clipped the glove of Gleyber Diaz.
Yeah, they want a catcher's interference call here, but
he wants to see a conference between Schmidt and Corey Gerber, but he won't get much luck there. It'll be an 0-2 count. So Lorenzo will have to protect here against Aquino, and he lays off ball one outside. Lorenzo, the switch hitter, batting from the left side. Now sporting that two-tone bat, the black and the red. He was using a pine bat the last couple of games, but he swings underneath one, pop up on the infield. The shortstop, Guilarte, calls everyone off and makes the play. So Aquino has set down the Fayetteville 5-9 hitters in order after the RBI double in the first from Ryan Johnson. Now the lineup card turns over, and Bryce Matthews will bat for the second time with one away. Matthew struck out swinging, had a full count, but had a fastball blown by him from Aquino. Takes a breaking ball knee level. Matthews enters today with stolen bases in each of his last three games. Swing and a miss. Trying to join a club that is exclusive for the 2023 season. A couple of guys did it last year for Fayetteville, stealing bases in four straight, most notably Jackson Hallmark and Cody Orr, both accomplishing that goal. Former Woodpeckers. Fastball sails high at 94. Matthews has four total. He's been caught once since joining Fayetteville. Takes a close pitch. Matthews thought it was strike three. It was in the strike zone, but Aquino doesn't get the call and quickly shakes his head to himself. Matthews will get a second chance here. 2-2. Here it is. Slider outside. And he will see a full count once more. Luis Baez waits on deck. Doubled his first time up. Fayetteville finding themselves behind early once again tonight. Fastball, and that is called strike three, and talk about a makeup call.
Yeah.
Couple inches in on the plate, and Matthews, no argument from him. He'll head to the dugout. I guess that's how it evens out.
Yeah, well, he was played up, was catching a little bit of verbiage from the Carolina dugout there. They were complaining about that missed third strike call, and yeah, it is a makeup call. That pitch was way far inside.
So the stretch continues for Aquino, who has now struck out four batters. And he gets a pitch on the inside corner to Luis Baez. Snuck one inside the third base bag and stretched it into two bases. It's ninth double already. Pacey's on. He might run down Sandro Gaston as the team leader before the season ends. Gaston with 17 on the year. It is 2-1. Great train running along behind us on the third base side, and Baez squares one up and drives it into center field for a two-out single. He's 2-for-2. How about 112 off the bat? That's one of the hardest hit balls we've seen all season long at Segra Stadium.
Yeah, that ball was absolutely smoked. The only other guy we've seen live in that territory really is Ryan Clifford earlier in the year with some of his exit velos, but 112, and you could tell Aquino, he was hunched over for a moment there, is just say, whoo, glad that got by me.
Baez checked up on immediately by Aquino. Tyler Whitaker trying to make something happen with two down. He had to get his hands around on that pitch, too. It was actually on the outer part of the plate, so he had to get extended, I should say. Whitaker up the middle, off Aquino's glove. It bounds away, and everyone will be safe. That'll be a single for Whitaker, who has now reached base in a dozen straight. Baez to second. Fayetteville might have something going with two outs in this third inning.
Yeah, Ryan Johnson keeps coming up in big spots. And everything coming at Aquino right now on the mound. They're going to send the pitching coach out there to check up on him. He got caught between trying to dodge that ball and field that ball. He spun around, showed his numbers to the plate, and like he was maybe trying field between his legs, but it rolled up the back of his calf. And the moment that ball deflected off of him, it was easily going to be a hit for Whitaker.
A note on 12 straight for Whitaker. It's now one shy of his season-long on-base streak, 13, which he's done twice.
That was a hitting streak too, wasn't it? I think at the start of the year.
That's right. He had 13 straight games, all of them with one hit in each game.
Yeah, that was how he started his season in April.
Of course, he ended up on the injured list. Spent about 2 months on that list and came back in style, homered in his return game, and has really started to heat up at the plate. The month of July has turned to August. Here is Johnson. Two homers, six driven in a .400 batting average. Former Pepperdine Wave to begin his professional career, but he chops one right to the third baseman, Luke Adams. Only has to step on the bag to force out Baez, and the inning ends quickly for Fayetteville after the two-out rally. They strand two. We're on to the fourth. Still 2-1 Carolina on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Its aim is to be the most successful, respected, professional, and innovative dealer of compact commercial equipment in our industry and in the communities they serve. If you'd like to inquire more about Bobcat of Fayetteville, they have tables set up on the third base side. We have some groups in attendance this evening. Take a look at the big board, and when you see your name, make some noise to let us know where you're sitting. Back on the the mound for the Woodpeckers, Anilcar Chirinos.
His mother told him someday you will be a man, and you will be the leader of a big old...
Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Mudcats, the right fielder, number 29, Luis Castillo.
On to the fourth inning from Segra Stadium. Carolina 2, Fayetteville 1. Anilcar Chirinos back on the mound, just over 60 pitches. Got a check swing out of Luis Castillo, but he's able to hold up. 1-2-3, third inning for Anilcar. And looking to parlay that into a strong finish to his outing. Giving up a run in each of his first two to start the ball game. Encarnacion has to stop that ball in the dirt. 2-1 on Castillo, who grounded out softly to second in his first trip. Here he'll chop one a lot harder to short. Matthews, one away. Chirinos has quietly set down five in a row. He has retired 1-5 in the Carolina lineup. Bring up Yadier Arenado, single, but was caught stealing by Luis Encarnacion in the second. Close pitch, taken a couple inches low. Arenado's driven that average up to 291, and he sends a fly ball out to center. Jackson Lofton, couple feet in front of the track, makes the catch. Two up, two down, and Chirinos in quite the rhythm. His pitch count still almost at 70. You have to imagine that he might be nearing the end of the line, but after a rough start, didn't seem like he'd be able to go four innings for the third straight game. Starting to look like that. Jay Savina, though, with a hot shot. Matthews, sliding stop, throw to first in time. Bryce Matthews with a highlight reel play caps off a 1-2-3 fourth for Anilcar Chirinos. He has set down six in a row. Fayetteville back in the dugout trying to chip away at that 2-1 deficit. We're on to the bottom of the fourth.
Leading up.
It's the home half of the fourth inning from Segra Stadium. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman, happy to have you on the broadcast. Jaron Williams swings the first pitch, popped towards the rain tarp, and a nice catch made. Jesus Chirinos collides with the end of that tarp, but is able to hold on, and Williams retired on just one pitch. Tricio Aquino trying to get back into a rhythm, gave up a couple of two-out singles in the third inning to Baez and Whitaker. Got Ryan Johnson to ground out. And he starts off Luis Encarnacion with a breaking ball inside. couple of nice defensive plays in the last couple of moments. Check swing, Encarnacion holds up. Bryce Matthews with, without a doubt, his best defensive play since joining the Woodpeckers. A sliding stop to end a 1-2-3 fourth for Amilcar Chirinos. Strong end of the outing, if it is the end, for Amilcar. Encarnacion line drive into right. That ball will fall in front of Castillo for a one-out base hit. Castillo was shifted over a long way. Made a good effort trying to get over to that ball, but it landed in front of him. And that had to feel good for Anka. He's been riding a 3-for-22 over his last 5-plus games. Trying to get some of that magic back in his bat. Jackson Lofton batting. But we know the attitude for Anka never changes. He's always just happy to be here playing baseball for the Woodpeckers. Lofton takes strike one. Jackson with a ground out to third in his first trip. Quino working very quickly and gets a fastball in there for a strike. Lofton asks for time. It's a fifth hit so far for Fayetteville. They have out-hit Carolina 5-3. And these good at-bats resulting in more and more hits. They only had 5 hits in all of yesterday's contest to go along with 2 runs. Pitch is inside, and that's a balk. Aquino was flirting with it. He was working very quickly. Wasn't really coming to a complete stop. I think the last one was the one that caught field umpire Corey Gerber's eye. Paid a little more close attention to it on that next pitch with an 0-2 count. And this time Aquino hit with it. So Encarnacion to second, tying run in scoring position with one down for Lofton. Now the 0-2. Slider misses outside, and that'll prompt the mound visit. Liber Diaz will talk it over with Aquino. This is the 4th outing of the year for Patricio Aquino against Fayetteville, but his first in this ballpark. He pitched 3 times against the Woodpeckers at Five County Stadium, a lot of that having to do with how the schedule shaked out. Just 2 games physically played in Fayetteville prior to this series on opening weekend. Lofton takes ball 2 downstairs. One of those games rained out, made up at Five County Stadium the following month. And go off a second, 2-2 count. Lofton, line drive, caught by Adams. He throws back to the bag, and it's in time. Another great defensive play from Luke Adams, and he had the wherewithal to fire it to second. Encarnacion too far off the bag. A 5-4 double play rapidly ends the Woodpeckers' bottom of the 4th inning. They're held off the board again. We go to the 5th, still 2-1 Carolina.
She was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Okay. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to.
Watch out!
A 1 to 10, she's a certified 20. But that
back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Amilcar Chirinos. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Mudcats, the first baseman, number 30, Jesus Chirinos.
8-9-1 hitters due up for the Mudcats in the fifth, 2-1 Carolina. Amilcar Chirinos heads back on the mound, and Andrew Chapman heads back on the play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Colin. He's greeted by the reigning Carolina League Player of the Month, Jesus Chirinos. Got that title today by Minor League Baseball. Here comes the 1-0, and it is outside. So it is no longer Zach Cole as the Carolina League Player of the Month, which he won in June. Now it's Chirinos holding the title as he takes a big cut and clipped Encarnacion a little bit on the follow-through, but he's okay. Two balls and one strike. Most pitches that Chirinos has thrown in a game this year, 78. So the leash will be short in this fifth. The pitch home, and Chirinos fouls it away. Huge batting average in the month of July. He batted .429 across 17 games. Hit a couple of home runs. He scored 13 times and also drove in 11. And now a 2-2 wind and pitch. It's upstairs. Three balls and two strikes as that Fayetteville bullpen continues to warm. Slight breeze still blown out towards left center field as the sun fully sets. The 3-2 on the way, payoff pitch, and it is called strike three. Late strike call in the outside corner. But Chirinos rings up. Chirinos looking. And Amilcar wins that battle of the two Chirinoses.
Looks like it'll be a good way to end the night. What a perfect pitch, by the way. Outside corner, right on the black. Not a bad take there by Chirinos, but 3-2 count. Want to be swinging the bat. Not much you can do, though, with a fastball in the outside corner like that.
So add one more to the stat line. It'll be 4 2/3 today for Chirinos with the two earned runs given up. But for Amilcar, it is officially his longest outing of the season after three games of four innings during July. So we're going to go to the bullpen. Fayetteville making a call that way, and we'll step aside for a brief break. Tell you about the new right-hander when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 44, Jeremy Molero.
This ain't what you want. 1600 block. I just wanna rock. I just wanna rock. Body out of ya. Shorty got that body out of ya. Hit it once, no time. Side up, you gon' kill my vibe. Stand on my money, don't know my size. Pick them sides, and you better choose wisely. That's my high. 1 2 3 4 5. That's my heart. Damn. 1 2 3 4 5.
Now batting for the Mudcats, the catcher, number 15, Blyberg Diaz.
Blyberg Diaz is the new batter facing the new Fayetteville arm, Jeremy Molero. When it's time for a change, it's time to go to Black's Tire and Auto. Jeremy Molero takes over for Amilcar Chirinos after a season-long outing of 4 1/3 innings. Molero's sidewind home is fouled back. And it's nothing and two on Diaz. Jeremy Molero has been one of the best relievers this year for Fayetteville. 1-0 record and a .96 ERA. One of the best run preventers league-wide. Slides a breaking ball down and outside to the backstop, 1-2. 16 games this year for Molero. He's given up just two earned runs over 18 2/3 innings. This is a guy who is really having unprecedented success when it comes to preventing runs. He's always had a low ERA outside of 2021, while the ground ball's pulled to short. The pickup by Matthews, the toss across is in time. Close play, Blayberg Diaz hustling it out, beat by a step for the second out. And it brings it back to the top with Luis Lara. But for Molero, he had a 6.20 ERA in rookie ball in 2021. Had ERAs below 3 in the DSL in 18 and 19. But to have this figure in full season pro ball in 2023 is some of his best stuff so far. 26 strikeouts, 24 walks. That's one of the weird things about Molero, is that he's issued walks this year. He's given up some free base runners, but he has not allowed hardly any of those free passes to come around and score. Walks are quickly countered with outs as the pitch is fouled away by Lara, and it's 1-1.
And he's excelled in every role it is, whether it be, like you said, late inning games, picking up those saves that he's done throughout the year, whether it be a situation like this where his goal is to get the final two outs, turn the ball over to, presumably, Carlos Espinosa.
Yeah, Espinosa's already loosening out there in the left field bullpen. Molero gets a cut from Lara and a miss, 1-2. On the Carolina leadoff hitter, who has drawn a walk, scored one of the two runs, and also popped out to third. The Mudcats lead 2-1 on Jay Savina's solo home run in the top of the second inning. Molero's 1-2 home is just off of the outside. So two balls and two strikes on Luis Lara. Emil Carcerino sat down the final seven batters he faced after a two-out walk in the second inning. Fastball up high. He needed those consecutive outs to stretch as long as he did after some laborious first and second innings. It looked like his day was going to be short, maybe done in the third, done some point in the fourth, but he worked into the fifth. 3-2 home. And the payoff is lifted shallow left field. Whitaker strolling forward, makes the catch, inning over. Chirinos gets the first. Molero closes the inning with the back two outs. And we're going to the bottom of the fifth inning, halfway through it tonight. And Carolina leading 2-1.
For a special performance from the Little Jim Dance Team.
Okay, you got this. For this performance, this is the Little Gym here in Fayetteville, coached by Anika and Cole. And these young ladies, the ages are 6 to 12 years old. However, their program goes from 0 to 12. All right, ready? You guys ready?
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 47, Sandro Gaston.
Home fifth inning, and the Woodpeckers trail 2-1. Sandro Gaston leads it off against Patricio Aquino in the eighth spot and takes the first pitch just off the inside. A changeup missed, and it is 1-0. Jay Savina hit the solo home run in the top of the second, and Carolina has led ever since. 1-0 pitch, fouled the feet, and it's 1-1 on Gastone. The Woodpeckers, meanwhile, scored their lone run in the first inning. Luis Baez doubled with one out, and then Ryan Johnson a double of his own with two outs to bring home Baez. 1-1 wind and pitch from Aquino. And Gastone stays off a low slider, shows that check swing to the base umpire, Corey Gerber, and he did not go. So it's 2-1. Jeremy Molero got the final two outs of the fifth inning behind Emil Carcherinos. Fayetteville starter goes a season-long 4 1/3 tonight. The 2-1 kick and pitch. Gastone hits a hard one out towards short. Knocked down by Gilarte, and a step and a throw to first to get Sandro for the first out of the inning. Sandro Gastone goes to 0-2, and it brings up Dari Lorenzo. Bryce Matthews will get a chance in this inning as well. He stands on deck. Kind of an odd sequence for Dari when he stepped to the plate in the third. He took a swing at a pitch that he thought was obstructed by the catcher, thought he might have clipped the catcher's mitt. Ricky Rivera argued the call, but no catcher's interference was ruled, and then a pitch later, Lorenzo popped out to shortstop. So he's 0-1 today, and now in an 0-1 count as Aquino gets ahead. Here comes his next pitch, and it is strike two on the low outside corner. Patricio Aquino giving the Mudcats more of the same. Another day where he gives up a run or fewer. Kept that ERA below 3 coming into today's start. Line drive pulled through the right side, and Dari Lorenzo will pick up his first hit of the day. Fayetteville now with a base hit in 4 of 5 innings. He's trying to find a way to bring more of those runners home. They've stranded 3. They hit into an inning-ending double play in the fourth on an unfortunate line drive to third. But Dari now 1-for-2. And here comes Bryce Matthews. The Woodpeckers are now doubling up the Mudcats in the hit column 6-3 despite trailing 2-1. Middle infield double play depth. First pitch to Matthews is inside. And a good take by the leadoff hitter, 1-0. Already a nice defensive play made over at shortstop today by Matthews on a line drive that came his way in the last inning. Here's the 1-0, and Matthews takes a slider. At the plate, he's 0-2, struck out swinging on a fastball in the first, and then got caught looking on a pitch that was pretty far inside in the third. Short lead for Lorenzo off of first base, the tying run. Here's the pitch, and Matthews fouls it backwards.
Both of those are full counts. He was able to see a lot of pitches in that at-bat. Aquino just getting the better of him, maybe a little bit more experience showing for the pitcher over the hitter.
So Matthews will have to protect in a 1-2 count. Patricio Aquino trying to complete 5 tonight. Peers over that shoulder, pitches, and runs one upstairs on Matthews. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Another sure-handed middle infielder added to the Houston Astros system. Seen quite a few of those come through town over the 4 years of this franchise as Matthews bounces one left side foul. The one that really comes to mind is Jeremy Pena in 2019, a unknown fella out of the University of Maine, but a pretty well-regarded draft pick who turned himself into a gold glover at the big league level.
Still loves Fayetteville, and Fayetteville still loves him.
Had a bobblehead giveaway on Sunday for Jeremy Pena. Bryce Matthews in a 2-2 count. Lorenzo off of first in a 2-1 game. Next pitch is low, and he takes ball 3. Matthews yesterday found a way to get on 3 times, pair of singles and a walk in his first multi-hit game. Now trying to reach for the first time tonight in a full count against Aquino. Here's his payoff, and Matthews takes the slider down and away. Good vision, and he draws the walk and will reach base as the go-ahead run. 2-on, 1-out for Luis Baez. And this is just the second time today that the Woodpeckers have had multiple runners on base against Patricio Aquino. Big spot here as Baez gets to see him for the third time, and he's 2-for-2 off of him. A double and a single.
And both of those balls hit very hard off the bat.
Out of the stretch, first one home. Baez takes a cut, fouls it back. 112 was the exit velocity we had register up here in the booth on that Baez single into center in the third inning.
You don't see many major leaguers hit the ball that hard, let alone minor leaguers.
No. One of the harder balls hit all year here at Segra Stadium. A little bit of launch angle on it. Would have been over the batter's eye in center. Nothing and one, the pitch, and Baez lays off, but it's a strike. Fastball that was a little high, but also a little inside. So strike two, he'll have to protect here, expand the zone with Lorenzo at second, Matthews behind him at first. Nobody being held on. And Baez grounds it, third base side, a lunging pick by Adams, shovels a backhand to second, the turn to first in time, a double play. What a play by the Carolina third baseman to get that started. Adams with an awkward flip, but he got enough behind it to allow Arenado to complete the double play, and the Woodpeckers hit into another inning ender. Back-to-back innings, that's happened to their lineup. So we're heading to the sixth inning. Carolina still leading 2-1.
Master Sergeant Davis has served as a combat engineer since 2004. He has been deployed twice to both Afghanistan and Iraq. He currently serves as the chief of training at the Fort Liberty Non-Commissioned Officer Academy and is in attendance with his wife Rebecca, son Oliver, and daughter Brooke. Fans, let's hear it for Master Sergeant Wayne Davis. Thank you for your service. Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 17, Carlos Espinosa. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Mudcats, the designated hitter, number 24, Taden Hall.
The Woodpeckers make another call to the bullpen when it's time for a change. It's time to go to Black's Tire and Auto. Carlos Espinosa draws a first pitch hopper out towards second base off the bat of the lefty Taden Hall, and Ryan Johnson makes the play over at first for the first out. So one away in the top of the sixth, just like that. The Mudcats lead the Woodpeckers 2-1. No scoring in this game since the second inning. Jay Savina hit a solo home run to left center, his 11th of the year, to give the Mudcats their one-run advantage. And it's been all pitching since. And Espinosa trying to keep that theme going as he misses up high to the right-handed batter of Daniel Gilarte. 1-0. Espinosa is 1-2 with the Woodpeckers, a 5.71 ERA. Tonight he pitches out of the bullpen for a third time. Puts a high strike into the zone, and it's 1-1. For Fayetteville, 17 and a third innings. He has struck out 22 over that stretch, walked 10, and given up 15 runs, 11 of them earned. The home run ball has been the big issue for him as he delivers another strike, and it's 1-2. He's given up 5 home runs in 17 and a third innings.
3 of them in one outing last week against Down East.
And now the 1-2 kick and pitch. Gilarte grounds it over towards shortstop. Matthews knocks it down but can't pick it cleanly. Tried to shovel it into the glove with one hand, and a couple innings after he made a big-time highlight play on a short-hopping liner, he commits a fielding error.
First real mistake we've seen from Bryce Matthews. Approached that ball well. Just maybe a little bit too casual picking that ball up, but ball just ended up hopping in and out.
So here's Luke Adams. Made a nice play defensively last inning, starting a double play. Runner on the go. The pitch sails off to the right. It hits the runner. Gilarte diving into the bag. Rolls towards short where Matthews picks it up. And after Luis Encarnacion had cut down a couple of runners early in the game, Carolina finally gets a stolen base against him. Gilarte into scoring position for Luke Adams. Adams has struck out and grounded out, both times facing Emil Carcherinos. Jeremy Molero got the final two outs of the fifth before the Woodpeckers went back to the bullpen. Adams hits it well, but foul off to the right field concourse. And it's one ball and one strike. I don't know if there's a batter in the league that has a bigger load-up than Luke Adams. Huge leg kick, and he puts the hands into almost a full circle. Really loads the hands and then takes the pitch down and inside. You know, it's old school, but Mel Ott used to be like that.
Yeah.
Huge leg kick, and his hands were doing all sorts of things, winding into the... So he's kind of the Mel Ott column of the Carolina League.
Former New York Giant, 500 home run club.
Yeah, I mean, it worked for him, right? 2-1 pitch, and a slider cuts into the middle.
It actually also is a little similar to another former Brewers prospect down at the big league club, Joey Weimer, another guy who kept his hands high and really put everything into his swing. And Weimer making his major league debut this season with Milwaukee.
2-2, runner going to third. Adams pops it up, short left field. Matthews waiting for it to come down, makes the catch, but won't have a chance to double up Gilarte. He slides back into the second base bag and attempted a hit and run, but Adams pops out, goes to 0-3. And with a runner at second, two gone, Luis Castillo will bat for a third time. Carolina five-hitter and right fielder has grounded out both times tonight, once to second, once to short. He's got a lot of extracurricular activity in the hands as well. Flicks that bat kind of over the front of his head, almost in front of his face, and then brings it back to his hitting slot. First pitch missed low, and it's 1-0. Carlos Espinoza, the 21-year-old from Cuba. Gets a foul ball on a fastball. He will turn 22 here very soon, August 8th. Celebrated Tyler Whitaker's birthday yesterday, and looking over the roster with a quick scan, it looks like he'll be the next one next week when we're in Myrtle Beach. We'll get to celebrate his 22nd birthday out on the ocean. One ball, one strike with two outs. Man at second, and a breaking ball dives downstairs. Two balls and one strike on Luis Castillo. Woodpeckers have done a good job as a staff of limiting the walks. Only two surrendered and none since the second inning. Both of those were from Emil Carcherinos. As you mentioned, he closed his day with seven in a row retired. Jeremy Molero set down both the guys he faced, and now Espinoza. This is outside. He goes to 3-1 on Castillo. Ground out, an error, and then a pop out. Anything that were to come home in this inning would be unearned on Espinoza. Trying to get the final out, the 3-1 to Castillo. Runner on the move, it shorts the plate, kicks off of Encarnacion and gets over the screen behind home. Gilarte starts to come home. He thought he was going to be granted home plate. He hadn't arrived to third by the time the ball got over the screen. You rarely see that, but he will have to hold at third base. It's a dead ball. But a strike on Castillo. That ball landed 5 feet short of home plate and still got a swing out of him. And a tough break for Carolina as they don't get to advance the run home. 3-2 now as Espinoza tries to strand that insurance run. And he does with a breaking ball to strike out Castillo. It spins him in the ground. The ball hit the dirt. Castillo receding back to the dugout. He will be ruled out by Brandon Schmidt. Espinoza escapes the jam. Strands Gilarte down at third base. And we are going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Woodpeckers down by just a run. 2-1 the score when we return.
Pong. Let's send it down to T. Bright with our contestants on the dugout.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited about this one. It's all about Fayetteville State University. Broncos in the house. Make some some noise. Yes, indeed. All right, we've got the chancellor and his wife here, Mr. and Mrs. Allison. Now, how this works, you're going to take a ball. You're going to try to get as many as you can inside these buckets here, all right? And we've got your Broncos behind you to root you on. So here we go. My count. 1, 2, 3. Let's get it. Come on. Okay, that's one. Yes. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Come on. You got it.
Let's have a party.
Keep going. How many can we get?
Let's
you got it. You got two? Yes. Okay.
I love you.
Come on. What you doing, Mr. Allison? Let's get it. All right. Okay. She got three on the side. Come on. Oh, they just keep going in and not say, okay, you got one over there. Here we go. Here we go. 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, I try to help you out. 1, there we go. All right. Way to go. Let's give it up for Mr. and Mrs. Allison. Thank you, guys. And thank you, Broncos.
Count the hours till it's time to go out. But the radio's on.
Fans, this Mudcats pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Mudcats, number 17, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Sweat on your skin makes me want to put something cool in your hand.
Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 13, Tyler Whitaker.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Fayetteville trying to come back from this 2-1 deficit. Tyler Whitaker leads it off against a New Carolina left-hander. It is Brian Fitzpatrick taking over for Patricio Aquino. Carolina starter goes five innings, gives up just the one earned run, and now Fitzpatrick gets a line drive from Whitaker, and it's a fair ball. Inside of the line, and it caroms off of the sidewall. Lavina comes up throwing. Whitaker caught off the first base bag. He'll dive back in, and he is held to just a single off an unfortunate bounce. It's the third time today that a Woodpeckers hitter has tucked one inside of the line that's caromed off of that wall short of the foul pole.
Want just a single. Want the exit velo on that one? 108 off the bat for Tyler Whitaker. These two and three hitters for Fayetteville, Baez and Whitaker, just pounding the baseball tonight.
Yeah, he hit a 107 last night. The 108 going to be his best struck ball of the week here at home. And now into the right side is Ryan Johnson. He is hit with runners on base in all three plate appearances tonight. An RBI double in the first, accounting for the only run so far. Seven hits, but just one run. And Brian Fitzpatrick will work out of the stretch. He was called up from the ACL Brewers just the other day. Tonight is his first game in full season pro baseball. He pitched last year in the ACL, 5 games, 3 starts this year out in the desert. Here's the 1-0. And a check swing on a high pitch. They appeal and they'll say he went. Corey Gerber kind of behind the mound there. Not the best spot to make that call with a two-man umpiring crew, but Johnson will be in a 1-1 spot. Middle infield double play depth. They've turned double plays in each of the last two innings. Johnson takes outside. 2 balls and 1 strike over the 5 games, 3 starts. Fitzpatrick did give up some runs. He allowed 12 earned runs in 9 innings. That was a 12 ERA. He had a 1-1 record, but did rack up a lot of strikeouts. 15 strikeouts in 9 innings, along with 8 walks. Next pitch home and a foul tip into the mitt. Johnson to a 2-2 count. That fastball, actually might have been more of like a cutter, 88 miles an hour coming in. Works from the third base side of the rubber. Very tall lefty. Eyes down Whitaker at first. Pitches and missed inside with a slider. Brian Fitzpatrick is a 23-year-old. He stands 6'7", 230. Big guy. He's actually listed as a switch hitter on his player profile, although he won't bat at any point this year. High fastball gets Johnson swinging. And a big comeback for Fitzpatrick after the leadoff single to get his first out. And Jaron Williams will step to the plate.
Well, you don't know that for sure, Chappie. You know, yeah. Quinn Lowe, his teammate who got the start yesterday, has had his fair share of at-bats. Maybe he might want to turn him into a two-way player. But Fitzpatrick, pretty effective left-hander, played Big Ten baseball out of Rutgers, and now here he is in the Carolina League.
He was born in Smithtown, New York. And here's the step and the throw over again to check up on Whitaker, who is hardly off of the bag. This is a spot, though, where the Woodpeckers may try and run. That tying run, try and get it into scoring position. Ricky Rivera often gives his speedy guys like Whitaker that green light. And he's going. Off to second. The throw is down, and it is not in time. Arenamo picked that ball in a good spot right at the front corner of the bag. Swept a quick tag by Whitaker, but he swum around it. And he gets in there. Swipes the bag on a breaking ball that was a little bit high. It was the right pitch to steal on. It just drifted its way to the plate. Took Diaz a moment to get the throw out. And now a base hit could tie this game. Jaron Williams in a one ball, no strike count. He's 0 for 2 today and his return after a brief absence. Next pitch, high and wide. Two balls and no strikes on Williams.
Mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Bryce Matthews stolen bases in three straight games. Now Tyler Whitaker has swiped a bag in each of his last three.
Yeah, Whitaker picks up his 12th of the year in 15 attempts. The one, the 2-0, and that's outside. Three balls and no strikes on Jaron Williams. And you'd certainly like to get him and his speed on base, representing the go-ahead run. 2-1 Carolina. A single and a stolen base has Whitaker on second. Here's the pitch. He's breaking for third. It's inside for ball four. The throw down. Oh, they say they got him. Whitaker tried to get that left foot in there, and Adams swiped the tag. Might have got him right on the toe. And that is a big play by Diaz behind the plate.
He nearly caught Whitaker on the last attempt. And Tyler trying to get 90 feet away, and Diaz with another great throw down. Adams placing the tag. Very close play at the bag.
And I guess that pitch was called a strike on Williams, either that pitch or the first pitch of the at-bat. It's 3-1 now. Williams swings, line drive left field. It hangs up, and Avina closes in to make the catch. The inning is over. The Woodpeckers try and get aggressive on the bases with the tying run. Whitaker steals second, but not third. And it turns into a minimal inning for Brian Fitzpatrick. On to the seventh we go. Final third of our ball game, and Carolina still leading 2-1.
East Fayetteville. Hutchins Law Firm has served this community's legal needs for over 42 years and have now expanded to cover the Carolinas. For all of your civil legal needs, Hutchins Law Firm can help. As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performance season ticket holder of the game, Chef Lopez and Taylor Smith. There they are, cool as a fan. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Carlos Espinosa. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Mudcats, the second baseman, number 2, Yadier Arenamo.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium. It is the top of the seventh inning. The Woodpeckers trailing the Mudcats 2-1, and Carlos Espinosa back out on the mound. And let's send it back over to Colin Casey for the play-by-play.
Thank you, Chappie. Arenamo takes the first pitch up and away. He is 1-for-2 so far. Fayetteville out hitting Mudcats 7-3. Mudcats still hanging on to that 2-1 lead. 1-1 count, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. from Carlos Espinosa. 1-1 breaking pitch is low. Espinosa, with just the error in the sixth inning, is able to pitch around that, along with the stolen base for Guillarte, and didn't allow a base runner by his own doing. Danger of that here, though. 3-1 on Arenama, 1-for-2 with that base hit in the second. One of the best hitters in the Carolina League in the month of July. And he takes a good located slider to fill things up. Woodpeckers 14-18 in the second half, 7 games back of the Charleston River Dogs in the South Division coming into tonight's ballgame. 3-2 chopper, third base, Williams, low throw, dug out nicely by Sandro Gaston. Sandro's had a great game over at first defensively. Talk about the plays we've seen from Bryce Matthews and others, but he's done it all on the other end. He's had to make a lot of stretches. He had to get Luke Adams on a long stretch a couple innings ago. And so Espinosa retires first batter of the seventh. Jay Savina clocks one out to left field. A dive, and Whitaker, does he have it? Yes, he does. Tyler Whitaker with a web gem for the second out.
Heck of a play by Whitaker. He had all of about 3-4 seconds, maybe less, to get over to his right. Took 4 or 5 big strides and lunges to make that play. Big defensive plays tonight by Fanville over at shortstop. You mentioned Matthews, now Whitaker. It's keeping them in this game right now.
Robs Jay Savina of what would have been extra bases. And Espinosa, the first pitch changeup on the outside corner. He's used Chirinos, struck out looking his last time up. We've seen a lot more of Whitaker in the outfield last couple of nights. He's looked like a natural as opposed to his normal third base spot. It is 0-2. Had a lot of experience playing there last year. They had him bounce around. Manager Joe Thon, 2022 Woodpeckers, tried him out in the corner outfield spots. A little bit at short as well. Found his home at third this year, but now back in left field and making great plays like that. Espinosa shorts a changeup. 1-2 on Chirinos. It was Avina's solo home run in the second that has proved to be the difference so far tonight. 1-2 is skipped in, and Encarnacion nearly took another one off his arm. That one might have gotten him even more flush than the first. I don't think that guy feels any pain, though.
No, they teach you that at umpire school. You just got to mask it. Shake it off.
Espinosa, the 2-2. Check swing. Did he go around? No, he did not. Close one, but Chirinos held up, according to field umpire Corey Gerber down the first base side. So Chirinos will get another chance here, full count. Nine hitter Liberg Diaz in the on deck circle. Payoff pitch, foul tipped.
Got him again.
And that one got Schmidt. I think the first one got Luis Encarnacion more so than Schmidt, but that one definitely got the home plate umpire in that left leg. Both of them taking a beating back there. And what's been an exciting Thursday night game in downtown Fayetteville. 3-2. Breaking ball, ball four, and Chirinos sees a lot of pitches from Espinosa. Draws a two-out walk. He's on base for the second time tonight. And here is Diaz, who is 0-for-1 with a walk and a ground out. Mentioned Fayetteville 7 back of Charleston. So are the Augusta Green Jackets, who were rained out tonight. So no contest between them and the Columbia Fireflies. Breaking ball down and away to Diaz, 1-0. Fayetteville can pick up a half a game on both of them with a victory. Salem and Fredericksburg also postponed due to weather up in Virginia. Espinosa's 1-0. Sharply hit up the middle, right back where it came from into center. And Carolina threatening with two down, a walk from Chirinos and Diaz, the sharply hit single.
Big at bat upcoming here for Espinosa. Not surprised to see Zach Wilkins, Fayetteville pitching coach, make his way out to the mound. He wants to talk it over a little bit here and just make sure the scouting reports right with Lara. Even in a two-out spot here, you can't put it past Lara as well to drop something short down, drop a bunt, try and beat it out, load up the bases. So Zach Wilkins here in this spot just going out over the options and how they're going to approach him.
Other out-of-town scores currently, top of the sixth inning, the Charleston River Dogs on top 3-2 of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, trying to distance themselves further than the five-game lead they have on both Columbia and Kannapolis at the moment. Lynchburg, who is trailing the Carolina Mudcats by just three games, is up 10-4 on the Delmarva Shorebirds, trying to win their fourth straight contest. That ball game still in the top of the fifth inning in Salisbury. Espinosa, first pitch to Lara, hit out to left field. Whitaker, much easier this time around, makes the catch, and the inning comes to a close. Two-out rally from Carolina, squashed by Carlos Espinosa. Two shutout innings for him out of the pen. Fayetteville trying to get that elusive tying run home. They trail 2-1 as we go to the seventh inning stretch from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Last call for alcohol. All right, fans, it's time for the ERA Struthers seventh inning stretch. Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Sing a little louder. So it's Root Packers. Attaboy, Packers, attaboy.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 2-1 still the score. Luis Encarnacion, Jackson Lofton, Sandro Gaston, the three to bat for Fayetteville against Ryan Fitzpatrick returning to the Mudcats. 1-0 is chopped foul. Encarnacion 1-for-2. He has grounded out and singled thus far. One of seven hits for the Woodpeckers. They have stranded four runners on base as Fitzpatrick gets a foul ball there from Encarnacion. Ryan Fitzpatrick, the former Rutgers Scarlet Knight, playing his days in the Big Ten during college. He's also a member of the Brewster Whitecaps in the Cape League, and he will field it himself. A quick throw over to first, briefly pulls Chirinos off the bag, but he steps back on it for the 1-3 putout. Encarnacion moves to 1-for-3. And with one away, that'll bring up Jackson Lofton. Fitzpatrick actually won the Cape League Championship with Brewster in that 2021 season. And he was an integral part of that team, most notably in the playoffs. First pitch to Lofton. Breaking ball outside in a key playoff game game one of the semifinals against the Harwich Mariners. Fitzpatrick was dominant in that game, picked up the victory, a 2-0 win. Luke Adams airmails a throw all the way to the fence, stumbling down is Lofton. He will jog back to the bag safely. That'll be an E5 on the usually sure-handed Adams. And the first error of the night puts the tying run aboard with one down. But to wrap up that point on Fitzpatrick, he got the victory. The loss in that game went to Trey Dombrowski for the Harwich Mariners. Trey, who won the 2021 Cape Cod League Pitcher of the Year Award, was battling. A couple of really good lefties now find themselves reunited once again in the Carolina League. Lofton, a big threat to run, leads off of first, and Sandro Gastone, who's noticeably better against lefties, swings the first pitch and fouls it straight back. Brewster and Harwich, a big-time rivalry in the East Division of the CCBL. Those playoffs, believe, get underway tonight, if I remember correctly, if not tomorrow. Always a fun moment for a lot of college players. Try and take home that championship. Quick throw over. I believe it was the Bourne Braves who ended a lengthy drought last year, trying to defend their crown. Fitzpatrick's 0-1, a jam shot off to the right. Lefty Fitzpatrick, a look over at Lofton. 0-2, and Gastone fights it off. Tenth round pick in last year's draft by Milwaukee. Fitzpatrick would return to those Whitecaps for 2022 season, where he was outstanding, 2-0, and did not give up a run over 19 innings pitched. He was phenomenal. I'm trying to replicate that level of success in professional baseball. He had 19 strikeouts, just 2 walks. Those are some of the numbers that Dombrowski was putting up in his summer with Harwich. Dombrowski will pitch tomorrow. Lofton on the move. Gastone tags one out to center field. Lara going back, still going back, and he makes the catch at the warning track. Lofton will have to hustle all the way back to the bag. He does get there. Luis Lara using up all the room in center at Segra. And the ballpark holds that deep flyout for Gastone, and hopefully Lara's all right. He ran into that fence at a pretty high rate of speed. Talk about the biggest out of the ball game for the Carolina Mudcats. Ball was hit 391 feet, nearly 102 miles an hour off the bat for Gastone. He just hit it to the wrong part of the park. Lara walking back towards his position. He'll be checked by the head athletic trainer for the Mudcats. Miles Fish out there to make sure he's all right. And it seems like he is. Where do the Brewers keep finding these outstanding young center fielders? Jackson Shorio last year and Luis Lara looking like another big-time find for that organization.
Well, just a little carve-out where that wall recedes out there in center field. And like you said, Colin, he used every inch of the park to make sure he made that catch. You know, the defense at the end of the day is becoming the story in this game. You know, Jay Savina's home run has given the Mudcats the lead, but it's been nice defensive plays for the Woodpeckers that have kept it at a one-run game, and now Carolina taking away big plays, their big hit, should say, with their defense. So this game's coming down to the outfielders and the athleticism that they're showing.
At the very least, that prevented a run from being scored for Lara. He doesn't come up with that catch. Lofton on the move. He'll score from first easily. Who knows how far Gastone would have been able to go. But Lofton now back at first base, two away. Dari Lorenzo, 1-for-2 tonight, is the batter. Batting from the right side against the lefty. Fitzpatrick, who will check on Lofton. 42 stolen bases for Jackson this year. First pitch, Lofton on the move. Lorenzo takes it high, the throw down, and back to the bag. Lofton just before the tag, kept on by Arenamo, is able to get him. There's number 43, tying run in scoring position for Fayetteville.
Yeah, 43 and 45 attempts. The success rate is almost even more impressive than the total number that he has this year. And it just seems like he always chooses the right pitch to go on.
Lorenzo takes ball two. Dar Lorenzo hasn't been consistently in the lineup over the last week or so with the homestand, but every time he's been in there, he has contributed. What better way to contribute right now than tying the game with a base hit? Lofton dancing off second. And Lorenzo takes ball three. Close pitch. Fitzpatrick does not get the benefit of the doubt. Bryce Matthews on deck. 2-1 Carolina in the bottom of the seventh. The 3-0. And Lorenzo taking all the way. Backdoor breaking ball. One in the first from both teams, one in the second for Carolina, and that's been it offensively. All zero since. It's Patrick, a look at second is 3-1. And Lorenzo swinging out of his shoes will now see a full count offering. Carolina trying to make it two wins in a row after dropping the opener. The pitch. Breaking ball inside, ball four. Fitzpatrick loses him. Lorenzo reaches base for the second time. He now represents the go-ahead run. And here comes the Houston Astros' first-round pick from this year, Bryce Matthews. And Fitzpatrick will first get a mound visit from his pitching coach, Michael O'Neill.
Just feels like since the fifth inning, Colin, the Woodpeckers have been one big swing from taking the lead, putting themselves firmly in front to try and win this game. You know, it was a double play in the fifth and in the sixth inning that cost them, the fourth and the fifth, I should say. But, you know, they're getting multiple runners on. They're just looking for that line drive in a gap somewhere. And for Bryce Matthews, you feel like he's due. He's been in town for, you know, four or five games now, and he's drawn a lot of walks. Pitchers have been kind of working the edges against him. He's rolled a couple of balls to the outfield, but he doesn't quite have that barreled up line drive just yet. Maybe this could be his spot.
He is 0 for 2 tonight. A couple of strikeouts, but he drew a walk his last time in the fifth. First time facing Fitzpatrick. And a half swing at a pitch that was right there. It's 0-1. Matthews. We'll see the 30th pitch here from Fitzpatrick. And he foul tips it to fall behind 0-2. Often reached on a throwing error from Luke Adams with one out. Fly out from Gaston, and then Lorenzo drawing the walk to set the stage with two down. Called strike three, and Matthews is down on three pitches. Brian Fitzpatrick with a clutch display of pitching to strand two runners on, including the tying run, and get Carolina into the eighth inning with the lead. It remains 2-1 here in downtown Fayetteville. Eighth coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, we are ready. I'm loving this right here because this is the battle of the sisters. There's two sets of sisters here, and they already got team names, the Crusaders and the Mustangs. All right, are you ready? All right, crowd, make some noise. Here we go on my count. On your mark, get set, go. Let's go, ladies. Get it. Don't fall. You got it. Keep going. Just a little bit faster. Let me hear you, crowd. Make some noise. Yes, indeed. Come on, you can do it. Come on, Mustang, you got it. Keep going. They got to tag their partner. That's right. Just pick it up and run with it. There you go. Come on, let's go. Let's cheer more. Let's make some noise. You got it. Keep coming. Don't fall. You can do it. Come on, keep going. is the battle of the sister rivalry. I love it. Thank you.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Carlos Espinosa. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Mudcats, the designated hitter, number 24, Tayden Hall.
Well, the Woodpeckers have gotten the tying run aboard in each of the last five innings, but have not cashed it in. Carlos Espinosa trying to keep it a one-run game, and the first pitch is hit well. Out to center field, Lofton, though, sizes it up and makes a running catch just in front of the fence for the first out. Espinosa needing just one pitch to retire Tayden Hall, and now let's send it over to the voice of the Woodpeckers to take us through the conclusion on the play-by-play. It's Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you very much, Colin. Get through the heart of the order here. 3-4-5 now scheduled against Carlos Espinosa. Third Fayetteville arm used today behind Chirinos and Molero. First pitch on the way to Adams, Gilarte. Adams on deck, and Gilarte is going to look at a fastball for a strike, nothing and one. Espinosa worked around a couple of base runners in the seventh, trying for an efficient eighth to get his lineup back to the plate, trailing by a run. That has been the case since the top of the second. Two balls and one strike is Espinosa gets the target, kicks, pitches, and a fly ball lifted down the right field line, slicing along the stripe, sprinting over Baez. It lands to the side of him and foul. Just barely in that thin strip of dirt on the foul side of the right field line for a strike. And it's 1-2 now on Gilarte. You know, going into this game, the key that we talked about was giving the bullpen a lead. And it's not a lead, but it's a one-run game, and this Fayetteville bullpen's been very steady. Last night, Alim Bersanta with four scoreless innings to keep the game where it was, 5-2 at the time. And then you go back to the win on Tuesday, and you had Ian Fago, Casey Ford combined for four scoreless. Today, Espinosa's not allowed a run over an inning and a third. Jeremy Molero, two innings and a third even. Jeremy Molero, couple of outs as well. Down in the dirt, gets a wave and a miss. Gilarte strikes out. Espinosa drops the tag to complete the strikeout. And it's the second K for Espinosa.
This isn't quite as good as what we've seen from Espinosa in that home start, the five innings of one hit ball where he's been striking out all these batters. But I like the approach. He's been attacking these Mudcats hitters, allowing them to put the ball in play. It's kept his pitch count down, and he keeps getting some great help from his defense.
Here's Luke Adams, and he leans in on a first pitch changeup, didn't go, and it's 1-0. Next pitch will be number 40 for Carlos Espinosa. Works with a quick pace and fires, and missed downstairs. Two balls and no strikes on a slider. Luke Adams in the cleanup spot has gone 0-for-3 today. Strikeout, a ground out, and a pop out. And now the 2-0. He takes a strike knee high with a slider. Two balls and one strike on Luke Adams. Carolina has just four base hits today. One of them a home run. The Jay Savina solo home run that's propping up this 2-1 lead. Now Adams swings, lifts it off to the right. And that's a strike to get it to even 2-2 with two outs. There's not been a lot of 1-2-3 innings today. Only two previous to this. One in the fourth, one in the fifth. With Chirinos and Molero. Yeah, that looked like a pretty good pitch just off of the inside. One of the high inside corner. K-Zone had that as strike three. Instead, it's full on Adams. Base is empty, two gone. On deck stands the lefty, Luis Castillo. Here's a payoff pitch, and Adams bounces it up the middle. Moving to his left, Matthews scoops it into the glove. Running throw in time. Right to the chest of Gastone, and another nice play made by Bryce Matthews over at shortstop. A 1-2-3 inning for Carlos Espinosa. This one-run game is going to the bottom of the eighth. It is 2-1. Mudcats on top.
Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam.
Make a one man weep.
Kiss Cam.
Change a hawk to a little white dove.
Kiss Cam.
That's the power of love.
Miss Cam.
Tough with the diamonds. Bricks like cream.
Kiss Cam. Double Kiss Cam. Everybody Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Double Kiss Cam.
Better myself, trying to better.
Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 15, Luis Baez.
Into the bottom of the eighth inning. Brief stoppage as a baseball got loose from the drink rails out in right center. Luis Lara flips it back into the stands. And we are ready to go. A 2-1 Carolina lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Upper hand in the series on the line tonight. And it is Luis Baez leading it off for the Woodpeckers. First pitch just off the plate away. The left-handed pitcher Brian Fitzpatrick in his Mudcats debut. Back out for his second inning of work. Motions and throws the 1-0. Baez fouls it back. A two-hit game for Baez. He doubled, scored the only run of the game in the first inning on the Ryan Johnson double. Then he had a 112-mile-per-hour single up the middle into center in the third. He bounced into a double play his last time. Fitzpatrick shovels that weight back and forth. Next pitch home and a hard-hit grounder out towards short. Collected by Gilarte. Casual step and throw over to first. And there is one gone in the Fayetteville eighth inning. So here comes Tyler Whitaker. Great defensive play made by Whitaker in the seventh. A diving catch out in left field. He has two hits tonight. One of two Woodpeckers with multiple hits, him and Baez. And the first pitch just off of the outside, attempted a backdoor slider, and it missed 1-0. Whitaker's also hit one well to left. It was a line out in the first inning. So he's put three balls in play today. That's all you can ask for when you're hitting third in the lineup. Changeup drifts outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. And he's close to a 300 average now against Carolina pitching. Swings a little early at a Brian Fitzpatrick slider. Fitzpatrick added to the roster just the other day, so it came time for him to make his debut after being with the club. But as a manager, you're obviously putting a lot of trust in a guy. You know, you're trying to get to the playoff division race, first place team in the North, and in a one-run game, Victor Esteves trusting Fitzpatrick in a high leverage situation. He's in a 2-2 count with Whitaker. One out, bases empty in the home eighth inning. And here comes the break even. Whitaker strikes out swinging. A high fastball got him. He doesn't throw exceptionally hard, but he located it well. A 90-mile-per-hour pitch picks up strike two.
It's got to feel
out number two, pardon me.
It's got to feel good for Fitzpatrick. I think he's got a couple of his family members in attendance seeing him make his full season debut. A couple of Brewers hats on down to my left, and he's certainly making him proud tonight.
Here is Ryan Johnson swinging and missing at a fastball strike one. Johnson has driven in the only run of this game with an RBI double in the first inning. It tied the game 1-1 for a brief moment before Avina's solo homer. And a slider misses up and outside. It is 1-1 on Johnson. Middle infield press back, corners back as well as the 1-1 runs down and inside. A good pitch and a slider that got Johnson to chase. So one and two. Fitzpatrick trying to make it four in a row, set down since he issued a two-out walk in the seventh inning. And trying to make it two scoreless in relief. 0-2 pitch, up and outside, just off the corner. Johnson has already driven in six runs in his first four games. Two home runs and two doubles. The next pitch is a changeup that gets him swinging, strike three. Brian Fitzpatrick strikes out three of the last four he has faced. A big 1-2-3 eighth inning for the lefty. And we are going to the final frames. Ninth inning next, 2-1, Carolina leading the Woodpeckers.
Corona vibes bursting with tropical flavors. It's a match made in hard seltzer paradise. Introducing the Corona Hard Seltzer Tropical Pack. It's the flavors of the fine life. Corona vibes bursting with tropical flavors. It's a match made.
Chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house is not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Carlos Espinosa. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Mudcats, the right fielder, number 29, Luis Castillo.
Carlos Espinosa is through three scoreless tonight for the Woodpeckers. We await the mid-inning clock to get down to 25 seconds before we can begin here. 2-1 the score in the top of the ninth inning. Espinosa back out for a fourth frame. He will face Luis Castillo, Yadier Arenamo, and Jace Avina, the 5, 6, and 7, trailing 2-1. Espinosa shakes off a couple of pitches, gets the sign from Encarnacion, and the first one home is a fastball down and inside, ball one. Elsewhere around the league tonight, the Pelicans lead the Down East Wood Ducks 6-0. It looks like they will end a four-game losing skid tonight. 1-0 fouled over our heads, and it's 1-1. Kannapolis and Charleston watching that ball game. Couple of South Division teams tied at 3 in the top of the seventh inning. Of course, Charleston with the lead in the division. Really good second half, even better than these Mudcats at 21-11. Five-game lead in the division entering today. Starting to feel like the Charleston River Dogs of 2022 all over again, when they were the best team in all of minor league baseball and ran away with the division. 2-1 on the way, and Castillo squares it up. Ground ball to second base. It's scooped by Johnson. A step and a throw to first. There is one gone in the ninth inning for Espinosa. 0-for-4 day for Luis Castillo. And it brings up Yadier Arenamo. Lynchburg over Delmarva 12-4. That game is through 7. The Hillcats beating up on Delmarva, who has the worst overall record, just 40 wins this year in the league. A big hack by Arenamo, and he comes up empty, nothing and one.
It's a team that just never recovered from the promotion of Jackson Holliday, yeah, with the way he's been tearing up minor leagues.
Yeah, he only lost a 400 hitter over just short of a month, and seems like the Orioles always have somebody up and coming, but the more they win at the big league level, they're going to find themselves falling away from that first-round pick where they've been multiple times in the last decade. Yadier Arenamo. And a nothing and two count after a foul ball. Espinoza at an even 50 pitches on the night, looking for out number two of the ninth inning. Here he comes down the hill. And he shorts the plate with a breaking ball. It is one and two still. We have the postponement, as mentioned earlier tonight, in Augusta. They also had rain troubles up north in Fredericksburg, Salem, and the Frednats postponed. So got a couple of doubleheaders either Friday or Saturday night in the league. And here we're 2-1. The 1-2 pitch. Arenamo hits a line drive left field. That's down. Whitaker will cut it off. Bobbles it for a moment. Arenamo stretching for second base. Here comes a high throw to the bag. The tag, and not in time. A brief bobble and left as Whitaker tried to backhand. It was enough for Arenamo to stretch for two. And Carolina gets what they hope is a much-needed insurance run into scoring position. They do flash an error on the board, and Whitaker will be assessed a fielding error.
We talk about the aggressive teams in the Carolina League. I know Columbia is usually a team we bring up. I don't know if we talk about the Mudcats enough about that. They do not hesitate to try to take that extra base.
And now it is Jay Savina, whose solo home run in the second inning is solely propping up this 2-1 lead. Team high 11th on the year. He has 35 RBIs, and Arenamo now at second base. Swung and missed at the first pitch, and now Espinoza's 0-1. Ran up and almost got him. Near the left shoulder, and Santavina spinning out of the way. In high A tonight, the South Atlantic League, the Asheville Tourists continue their series on the road in Greensboro, and today they lost 6-3. High fly ball left center field. Lofton has room this time around. Lines it up in front of the warning track. Makes the catch in the gap. Avina started to tag. He'll stop. And an accurate throw will send him back to second base. Same spot of the ballpark that Avina went deep on back in the second inning, but that time he didn't have enough. Goes to 1-for-4. With his second fly out of the game.
Now 1-for-4 doesn't do his hitting justice because he got robbed on that Bryce Matthews play to end the inning, and then Tyler Whitaker made a diving catch on him a couple innings later.
First pitch home to Jesus Chirinos, the newly named Carolina League Player of the Month for July, is fouled off, and it is nothing and one. A.J. Blueboss suffered the loss today for Asheville. He gave up 3 earned runs over 3 2/3 innings. Alex Santos also allowed 3 over 4 innings from the bullpen, struck out 5. Jacob Melton did hit his 18th home run of the year in that game. High fastball, and Chirinos late getting to it, nothing and two.
It's tough to see Clifford and Gilbert, of course, trade in the Verlander deal, but Jacob Melton is equally as high potential as those two. What a bat.
There's powerful left-handed hitter approaching a 20 home run season in high A. Espinoza kicks and spins towards second. Looks the runner back. Asheville falls to 40-54 overall in the year. In Double A tonight, the Corpus Christi Hooks in the Texas League are currently leading the Amarillo Sod Poodles on the road 3-2. That game's in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rhett Koba today, former Woodpecker, named Texas League Pitcher of the Month by Minor League Baseball. He was really good. 3-1 record in July, a sub-2 ERA. Top of the rotation stuff for Koba that may be pitching himself to a Triple-A promotion soon. Runner on the move to third. A breaking ball down low and a throw up the line in time. Corey Gerber calls out Yadier Arenamo diving in. Victor Estevez will argue the call. But Encarnacion throws out his game-high third runner of the night. What a day it's been for him behind the plate. And he gets us to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Woodpeckers down 2-1. When we return, it'll be Williams, Encarnacion, and Lofton coming to the dish.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. Last one to know. Last one.
final chances for Fayetteville. They've trailed 2-1 since the top of the second inning. And back out on the mound, Brian Fitzpatrick. He squares off against Jaron Williams and throws the first pitch wide for ball one. Williams, Luis Encarnacion, and Jackson Lofton, the 5, 6, and 7 of the order, will bat in this inning, trying to tie the game, win the game. Slider outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Williams and his speed, the guy you want to get on to start this inning.
Yeah, last guy you want to put on for free if you're Fitzpatrick.
Infield plays him straight up as Fitzpatrick in his third inning of work in his Carolina League debut misses outside, and it is 3-0. Williams stole 49 bases in Division I baseball this past spring, most of any D1 player. You get him on and you like your chances. Next pitch is outside. That's ball four. And Williams is aboard. Walks to lead off the inning. And now we'll see what Ricky Rivera wants to communicate over in the third base coach's box. See if he gives Williams that green light. First time that Williams has been on today. Started 0-3. And now Luis Encarnacion stepping in. Enka with a ground out single and a tap out to the pitcher. He's gone 1-3, and that pitch was up and outside. So that's five straight balls for Brian Fitzpatrick in this inning where he's pitching for the three-inning save. Patricio Aquino in line for the win after he went five in the start, gave up just the one earned run. A kick and a throw over to first where Williams steps back in. That Carolina bullpen has activated. Wouldn't be surprised to see a meeting on the mound here shortly with Michael O'Neill just to buy a little time out there. A right-hander starting to loosen. Next pitch up and outside, and it's 2-0. Diaz going out to the mound. First baseman Chirinos and Gilarte going to talk this over, and yep, here comes Michael O'Neill right on cue. The Carolina pitching coach is going to talk things over and try and hone in Fitzpatrick, who's pitched six straight balls. Is now at 50 pitches. And Encarnacion will patiently await his chance to come up with a big swing. We were working our way around the Astros affiliate system. Amarillo did manage to tie the game in the bottom of the fifth. And Corpus Christi, who have the best record out of all the Astros affiliates this year, they're now tied 3-3 in the bottom of the third. Rhett Koba named the pitcher of the month in July, got the start today and has allowed three earned runs over 4 2/3 innings. After the meeting on the mound, another pitch misses up and outside, and it's 3-0. See if the take sign's on for Enka. The pitch is low, ball four. Back-to-back four-pitch walks, and the winning run is now on base. Williams walks to second, two on, nobody out. Jackson Lofton scheduled. And with that bullpen frantically warming, here comes Victor Esteves. He will make a change. The control really was not a problem for Fitzpatrick in the seventh and eighth inning. He went 1-2-3 in the eighth, struck out back-to-back hitters, was working pitches on the corners of the zone, but will depart in the ninth with both runners to his responsibility and a big spot for the new Carolina right-hander strolling out of the bullpen. We'll step aside for a quick pause, bringing the numbers on the new reliever. When we come back, tying run at second, winning run at first. Nobody out in the bottom of the ninth with the Woodpeckers trailing 2-1.
Now it's time to leave.
This Mudcats pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. It's room to gain for the Mudcats. Number 48, Jefferson Figueroa. runners on first and second. Coming to the plate for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 22, Jackson Lofton.
So here we go, two on, nobody out, bottom of the ninth, and the Woodpeckers trailing 2-1. New right-hander Jefferson Figueroa into the game. Jackson Lofton at the plate, and the first pitch is taken for a strike on the outside corner at 94 miles an hour. Figueroa does not have a save or a save opportunity yet this year, but he has a pretty solid 2.73 ERA in 19 games this year, 18 out of the bullpen. Tonight is 20th for Carolina. Lofton tied up, a pop-up left side, drifting out into shallow left. Gilarte, the shortstop, and he makes the catch. There's one gone in the ninth inning. All night, the Woodpeckers have been looking for that big hit. They had two runners on in the seventh. Bryce Matthews struck out to end the inning. They had two runners on in the fifth, hit into an inning-ending double play. They had a runner on in the fourth, hit into another double play, and also stranded two runners in the third. This has been the theme all night, and they're looking for that one guy in the lineup to deliver a base hit somewhere in a gap that can bring home a run or two. Sandra Gastone, the new batter, and he swings over the top of a first pitch slider. Figueroa looks down to second base where Williams leads. It's a double steal and a foul ball hit off the inside of the ankle. Sandra Gastone hobbles out of the right side and will need a moment to walk this one off. Gastone hit one of his best balls in the last maybe month or so, ever since he went deep here at Segra Stadium back in June. It was a fly ball all the way to the center field fence, almost 400 feet on the fly, but Luis Lara made a great play, crashing into the wall, making the catch and taking away extra bases from Gastone. See if the Woodpeckers try it again with Williams at second and Encarnacion at first. Nothing into the count. Here's the pitch. And it's low and outside. Figueroa missed with a slider. In 30 innings this year, Figueroa has 39 strikeouts along with 19 walks. He's given up 9 earned runs and faces the Woodpeckers for the first time in this week's road series for the Mudcats. 1-2 pitch, another double steal. The pitch is inside. Throw going down to second. It's bodied by Arenamo, and they call Encarnacion out. Ricky Rivera is out to argue the call. Encarnacion dove into the bag. Arenamo did not even attempt the tag. He put his chest in front of the ball like a catcher just to save it from going into center and saving that tying run from scoring over at third. I just don't know where. And Ricky Rivera has been ejected. Ricky Rivera keeping the argument going, but I just don't know where that tag was dropped. Encarnacion slid towards the back corner of the bag, unless he fell off the bag and Arenamo dropped the tag afterward, but that is a critical play that wipes the winning run off of the bases and turns it to the plate. And it also puts the Woodpeckers down to their final strike in this game with Sandro Gastone in a 2-2 count. I mean, that is just a critical moment to make that call. Ricky Rivera walks off. He's been ejected. Dylan Mazzo will take over as the third base coach and Roy Lamachandi down at first. So now a 2-2 count with the game on the line. Gastone is the winning run at the plate. Figueroa set at the belt. His pitch runs outside. And at this stage right now, you're just trying to get that run home from third and force extra innings. You can't win it on a base hit now, but you can tie it. 3-2. Here comes the payoff to Gastone, and he swings and bounces in left side. Diving is Gilarte. It's by him. It'll bring home Williams and tie up this game at 2. Sandro Gastone down to the final strike. Comes up huge in the bottom of the ninth. We are all leveled up at 2. And now Dari Lorenzo steps in. Sandro Gastone, the winning run is now on base. But what a big hit for Sandro, who had extra bases robbed in the seventh. He was 0 for 3 up until that point, and a pitch that runs inside makes it 1-0 on Lorenzo. Dari Lorenzo today has gone 1 for 2, make it a single and a walk. Next pitch fouled back and out of play. One pitch and a fly ball, shallow left, could be trouble. Avina sprinting in, goes into a dive, and he can't make the catch. Gaston keeps running to third, nobody's there. The throw towards the bag is finally picked up by Figueroa, and a little flick into the opposite field, drops for Lorenzo and puts the winning run 90 feet away. The third baseman Adams and Gallarte both sprinted out into the shallow outfield to try and back up Avina in case the ball got by him. He played a daring game, diving forward on that ball. He kept it in front to save Gaston from coming home, but now in a tied 2-2 game, it comes down to the first round pick. Bryce Matthews, hitless tonight, trying to walk it off in the bottom of the ninth inning. First pitch home, swing and a line drive, over the leap of Adams, down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers. He has dunked at second base. The Woodpeckers have won it 3-2 on a single from the first round pick. Down to their final strike, and Matthews, who hadn't put much in play all game, he delivers the single on a slider down the middle. Gaston kept the game alive, tying it with a base hit. And what a highlight swing for Bryce Matthews in his first week of full season pro baseball. The Woodpeckers have taken the upper hand in this series, their second walk-off during this homestand. They got one last week against Down East, and now tonight against the Mudcats to finish off a two-run comeback in the ninth inning. Colin Casey waiting down at field level. I'm sure he'll want to talk with Bryce as his single gives the Woodpeckers their second walk-off of the year. And this Thursday night crowd sticking around is loving it. Jefferson Figueroa, a dependable right-hander for Carolina all year, gives up the single to Gaston, the single to Lorenzo, and then the base hit by Matthews. Three straight hits coming with two outs to bring home the two winning runs and hand the Woodpeckers win number 45 of the regular season, win number 15 of the second half. Colin Casey has grabbed a hold of Bryce Matthews, who I think is drenched at this point. He took a water cooler around second base, where there's nothing but a puddle left over from the celebration. And now we will go ahead and send it down to Colin Casey, who's with the walk-off hero, Bryce Matthews.
What an ending here in Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers trail 2-1 going in the bottom of the ninth. Sandro Gaston, a big RBI single to tie it with two outs in the ninth. And this guy, Astros first round pick, Bryce Matthews, putting on the chain, putting the team on his back with a big time walk-off victory. Getting some seeds, and Paz Ferreras showering him right there. Bryce, talk about a signature moment, and look out! He evaded that one, and Anka gets him on the follow-through. That was some pretty good evasion right there. Bryce, get a chance in the ninth inning, and you come up big time with a signature moment here in Fayetteville. What was going through your mind after you drove that ball on the left?
Kind of just crazy emotions, but just try to keep it simple and just put a good swing on the ball.
How have these first couple of days been in Fayetteville, realizing that you're a professional baseball player playing for your hometown organization?
It still doesn't feel real, to be honest. I'm just grateful for the opportunity and just having as much fun with these guys.
What was it like walking off in front of this home crowd tonight?
It was great. Let's do it again tomorrow.
You heard the man. Let's do it again tomorrow. Woodpeckers win 3-2. Walk it off in the ninth. Bryce Matthews, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Back up to you, Chappie.
All right, thank you, Colin. The Woodpeckers tonight down to their final breath, final strike, and Sandro Gaston starts a stretch of three straight singles. A little flick into left field gets him to third, and then Bryce Matthews attacking that very first pitch he saw. Looked like an off-speed somewhere down the middle and rips it down the left field line for the walk-off winner. If you've been coming to these games the last couple of weeks here at Segra Stadium, that's now the second walk-off for this ball club in the second half. They didn't have a walk-off victory during the first half of the season, but now they've found some late-inning magic, and it just felt like all night the Woodpeckers were waiting for that one big hit to drop. They had multiple runners on base on multiple occasions trying to come back from 2-1 down, and in the ninth inning, final stages of this game, they come up with the hits that they had been looking for, and they take the upper hand in this series with a 3-2 victory tonight over the Carolina Mudcats. Such a fun game to call. Carlos Espinoza going to end up getting the winning decision as well. Four scoreless innings of relief work for him out of the bullpen. So a great night for him, and this Fayetteville bullpen continues to get outs. Three straight scoreless games for the Woodpeckers bullpen going back to Tuesday night to help stabilize things late when they need it on the mound. So tomorrow, Woodpeckers have a chance to guarantee a split of this series. Friday night baseball upcoming in downtown Fayetteville beginning at 7:05, and right-hander Manuel Urias gets the start for your Woodpeckers. 3-0 with a 4.21 ERA on the season. Opposite of him is right-hander Will Rudy, who's 5-2 with a 3.59 ERA in Game 4 of the series. Colin and I will be with you on the airwaves beginning at 6:55 for the 7:05 first pitch on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, Bally Live, and MILB.TV, where you can watch the game as well if you're not out here at Segra Stadium. A walk-off winner for the Woodpeckers in downtown Fayetteville tonight. Glad those of you who were able to stick around tonight could enjoy that one with us up here in the booth. And we'll see if the Woodpeckers can continue their winning ways tomorrow in Game 4 of the series for the 7:05 first pitch. Enjoy your night, the rest of your night out at the ballpark, everybody. Thanks for being with us tonight. Please do drive home safely, and we will see you tomorrow. Good night from the broadcast booth. Baby, please don't go.